water.
To give them credit. You know, again, I don't know that we played our best game. I've not looked at the tape, had a chance to go through all the stats and those types of things. But, you know, when you're minus three in a turnover margin against a great football team like the Seattle Seahawks, this is sometimes what you get.
Well, it was no Super Bowl, to be sure. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thrilled to be in the captain's chair. Not so thrilled about that deflatable Super Bowl. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, inflatables, how they deflate. They sink in the middle. It was terrible. 43-8, the final score. Where were the Broncos? They didn't show up. I'm stunned, to tell you the truth. It shows you how big of a part defense played, and good for the Seattle Seahawks for playing the role of the underdog to a T. You could hear the 12th man, I swear, all over MetLife Stadium. They were completely dominant from the beginning. Never was there a chance, ever, I thought, for Denver to catch up. You just knew it. The Seahawks were up 29 points. Then they force a Denver punt. This is in the third quarter, early going in the third quarter. MetLife Stadium was just like a 21-gun salute of voices for the Seahawks. They were chanting, L-O-B, L-O-B, Legend of Boom. Or not Legend. Legend and the Legion of Boom. Because that's what they were calling the Seahawks' defense. And these are young guys. There are a lot of people that could probably name maybe a handful of Seattle Seahawks. Probably heading into this game anyway. So certainly for Peyton Manning, and you heard John Fox there as coach, good for him for answering the questions and talking at the end of the game. But to finish that way had to be incredibly disappointing for Peyton Manning, who said it's not an easy pill to swallow. I mean, here's a guy who threw for 55 TDs in 2013. This is 2 years after missing an entire season because of the neck surgeries, the neck problems he was having. In fact, he said, I don't think I'll ever really get over it. I don't think he'll ever really get over it. He just looked uncomfortable from the beginning. Seattle forced four turnovers. Denver had had 26 all season long. What an amazing team. I mean, that's all you can say. It was a boring, boring Super Bowl. If you were a Seattle fan, it was like watching a highlight reel, and it would have been exciting from that point of view. But I think the highlight of the Super Bowl were the ads. The overpriced, overhyped ads. What do you think? I can tell you this right off the bat. I'm just going to kill the suspense, if there was any suspense. Nobody nailed the score. Nobody predicted that this would be a lousy Super Bowl. But at the end, the score would be 43-8. If you had predicted that, I guarantee, and nobody did, you would have said Denver. A few people picked Seattle, but not by that score. Denver was favored by 2.5. For goodness sake, to start the game off, they get a safety. If you want to play with this from the point of view of Vegas, 68% of bets were on Denver, 32% on Seattle. It is the most points any Super Bowl underdog has ever won the game by. Wow. Wow. That's all you can say. So that safety score paid 50-1. Sportsbooks were pretty sour on this. Overall, they made their money, though, because people bet on Denver. And from my sources in Vegas, supposedly, you know, there's no hardcore numbers on this, although you get the average from the sportsbooks, it looks like it was the biggest bet football game ever on the planet. ever. Crazy. Who would think that Denver would have scored just 8 points? In fact, because they have crazy, crazy things that you can plunk your money down on. If you thought that Denver would score just 8 points, you know what you would have gotten for your dollar? 22-1. Or 225, rather, not 22. 225. It was so shocking I had to scribble it down. 225-1. Insane. Insane. So favorite Super Bowl ads, I took notes. That was one thing I paid very close attention to. And we're going to talk about the Super Bowl ads. Also, as many of you know, I was in Grenada the last couple days of last week. We're bringing some sneak peeks during this show of what will come up later this week. I had the fortune to interview some South Sudanese students who escaped the violence of the Sudan and are now going to medical school in St. George's University in Grenada. Also learned about viruses. You know, the norovirus is huge. You know what the norovirus is? The norovirus is the thing that plagues the cruise ships. So we're going to talk about that. And I kept thinking about these viruses on this crazy long plane flight back to the U.S. And sure enough, I caught a cold from somebody. Because, you know, people are going, hacking on the plane. You know, when you're at church, when you're in the grocery store, when you're pumping gas, when you're just close to other humans, and they don't cover themselves, and this happens all the time. The things that I found out, we're also going to share with you coming up this week. Incredible stuff. Just mind-blowing, I have to say. Speaking of mind-blowing, when I picked up the paper this morning, and I saw that Philip Seymour Hoffman had died, oh, I was so sad. I think of all the countless movies I have seen this guy in, even in cameo roles, the best. Apparently, he had problems with heroin, and they think he might have gotten a bad batch of heroin. A friend went to find him in New York City, and he found him basically dead. He admitted that he had had a drug problem, if you ever listen to any interviews with him. But to die of an overdose in his apartment, I think, was stunning to a lot of people. Just 46 years old. He had 3 kids. And I think back to him playing Truman Capote. I think back to probably 5 or 6 movies. I think back to Moneyball, since we opened up with sports, where he played Art Howe. You might have seen that. The former manager of the Oakland A's. So what a sad, sad thing. Hey, the Hunger Games. Catching fire. Awful. Hang with us. More to come. Super Bowl ads. And we'll mix in a little politics along the way, too. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Flipped off that Super Bowl game. For those of you who don't watch the NFL, the No Fun League, you weren't watching anyway, so it's not breaking your heart what happened at the Super Bowl blowout, but the Seahawks crushed the Broncos, and they win their first NFL championship title ever. So I have a feeling a lot of people are going to talk about the ads anyway. In fact, there are people that watch just the ads and don't really pay attention to the game, even if it was a great game. I have a couple of favorites. I actually sat and jotted them down on my iPhone. We're going to let you hear one. I'm going to tell you about one of them. Volkswagen did a clever commercial where a father's driving along with a daughter and says, "Wow, we hit 100,000 miles. And she kind of blew it off, wasn't paying attention. And he compared it to, you know what 100,000 miles means? You know what that would be like? It would be like German engineers getting their wings. And they show you scenes of German car engineers getting wings sprouting on them when they hit the $100,000, when one of their cars hits the 100,000 miles, not dollars, miles mark. The father with the daughter says that, and you see that. And then she says, right, like, yeah, right, that's really happening. She says, right, rainbows will come out of their butts at 200,000. And then toward the end of it, you see a guy with the rainbow forming. I'm not even doing it justice. It was so clever. You might have a favorite Super Bowl ad, or you want to talk about this blowout. What does it mean for Peyton Manning? I think the people that did watch knew Peyton Manning, even if they weren't football fans, and they wanted to see that story play out. And it just was an abysmal game for his offense, for his team, for him, for everybody. It was crushing. It was a crushing defeat. It was dominance, pure, utter dominance. Let me throw out the digits at the top, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. 5283. Stephen Colbert, always good for a laugh or two, did, I thought, a pretty clever pistachio commercial. Take a listen to a little snippet of that.
Hello, America. The folks at Wonderful Pistachios have asked me to help sell their product. But come on. They're wonderful. I'm wonderful. They'll sell themselves. I think we're done. Yeah. You were good.
And then he comes back after that and says, well, it didn't really happen. You see pistachios everywhere. And then his head cracks open and he's a little green head, a little pistachio speaking. And I guess that part was just pretty funny to see that. And his dry way of delivering it, like his show with mixed with the sarcasm, it illustrates the point. And they have had some pretty clever commercials. I would say that was a pretty good commercial. It doesn't rank up there with Volkswagen. For me, Volkswagen was top of the line. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 actually being the best, I would say the Volkswagen commercial would get a 10 from me. And then there's a couple of others, and we'll go through those as we go along. I don't know if it would get a 10 for you or not. So coming back from Grenada and going from 80-some degrees to a balmy 28 was shocking, let me tell you. What also is not a shock to me is that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. That means a longer winter. It's beginning to feel like a longer winter, so that's why I wasn't stunned by that. The groundhog got up from its sleep at 7:28 on Sunday. 7:28. And, you know, Punxsutawney Phil has a handler. Bill Dealey, his name is. And he also read a scroll that contained the prediction along with a Super Bowl reference. I thought that was pretty clever. Of course, he did not predict the winner of the big game. But six more weeks of winter. Tell that to the people at the mothership in Minneapolis, and they'll say, yeah, right, 6 weeks? It could be much longer than that. And you know how the legend goes, but just in case you don't. The legend is if the groundhog sees his shadow on February 2nd, winter's going to last another month and a half. If he doesn't see it, spring comes early. In reality, Punxsutawney Phil's prediction is decided ahead of time by a group called the Inner Circle. I hate this is like telling you about Santa Claus, isn't it? Tell me if I've given you too much information. I'm going to give you time to walk away for a second. I've got to get it out there. Just in case you didn't know this, the Inner Circle, they have top hats and tuxedos. You see them. They're there for the Gobbler's Knob ceremony, that tiny hill in the town for which the whole thing is named. It's 65 miles, the town northeast of Pittsburgh, actually, if we're going to be exact about it. So, really, they're the ones who decide that, obviously. And having it come on Super Bowl Sunday for the first time, how interesting was that? So not close, not a close game. Some interesting things around the game, including Groundhog Day. And here we are, MetLife Stadium, all the build-up to New York City, and predictions. And this was going to be the crowning achievement of Peyton Manning. And it was, boy, it was rough. It was it was just a disappointment is what it was. It was a terrible, terrible disappointment. So it seems like I have doom and gloom for you. A boring Super Bowl, but good commercials. I thought pretty much all the commercials were clever. There were a couple that weren't great, but they weren't the worst I've seen. We told you about Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died of what looks to be a drug overdose. Very sad story there because, of course, three kids, who he was pretty close to, found an apartment. Wow. I see. It's probably because of some of the roles he plays in the movies. Some of them seemingly bungling but confident people. And that's just a role, apparently. And we know that in our heads, but see him, and the word that I think of is reliable. So this is a rough thing, certainly, for his family. And he was in the middle of a couple of ventures that he was filming second parts to and whatnot. Coming up at the tail end of the week, we have the Olympics. I don't even know what the Olympic theme is. I was going to try to make up one, but I can't. In Sochi. The conversation is about Olympic themes, though, and there is some conversation about the athletes, but not as much as you would think, because there is a concern over the welfare of our athletes in Russia and how much security is there, and are they paying attention to what's happening? It just seems like Putin is not caring. That's what it feels like to me. It seems like he's not paying attention whatsoever. That's the exact opposite. Almost like daring to be tread upon, I guess. Jack, our pal in Australia, is listening. Jack, what a Super Bowl. It was terrible.
Oh, it's like Denver packed up and went home after the Peyton Manning safety fumble at the start of the game. And the second half didn't start off any better with the return kick that went all the way for a touchdown.
Oh, I know.
Oh. Seriously, I'd love to be swearing my speech about now, drowning my commiserations, but unfortunately, being a responsible dad, I can't do that as much as I want to. And I've gotten myself in trouble. In the Pal Talk chat room, I'd mentioned that I'd lost $100 on the game, and my partner was in there who didn't know I'd placed the bet. So I'm really in the doo-doo.
No kidding. You're not supposed to say that out loud. That cracks me up, and she had no idea. Wow. So I was like you. I was pretty confident. I thought Denver was going to win. I thought it was going to be close, but it wasn't anything but a blowout from the start, like you said.
I mean, Denver picked up a couple of really great records this year. I mean, the most number of touchdown passes, most number of yards, and so on. But the biggest blowout in the first half, that is not a record that you want. I'm sorry.
No, you don't want that record. Well, I'm sorry, Jack. I feel your pain because I thought the same thing. I really thought it was going to be all Manning all the time. And as I said, it was anything but. Do you feel like Jack? I love Jack. So funny. Hear how he says he's a responsible dad. And then he puts out the thing where his wife sees that he placed the $100 bet. How about you? Are you feeling bruised? 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
12, they're bringing the trophy home. Your Seahawks, Super Bowl 48 champions.
And that's what the other side sounded like. Very excited in Seattle. Of course, the fans, known to be the loudest crowd, period, in sports, although that could be challenged. But Guinness Book of World Records, NFL-wise, there's no doubt about it. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. Coming up a little bit later, a tiny slice of a conversation with the Minister of Tourism from Grenada, who I had a chance to spend some time with when I was on the island. And she talks about all it has to offer, and I'll throw in a few things too as well there, because it was the first time I'd ever been there, and It was an interesting place to be, let's say that. I spent time in a couple of places, including the rainforest. I bet the Denver Broncos wish they were in the rainforest and could be transported someplace else. I've never seen a group of guys, it's been a long time, in the postseason that looked so dejected. Didn't they look dejected? Because they were just like the team that was beat up from the start. They were beat up emotionally right from the get-go. That's why Steve Rabel on that side of it, the Seahawks, 43-8. It's a different feel if you were a huge Seattle fan, but the majority of people in this country really were pulling for the Broncos, and I think that's because Manning is a name people, partially, is a name people recognize, and they were cheering for Manning. But that was a good old-fashioned butt-kicking. And, I mean, it just was a lopsided affair from the get-go. There are other things that happened during Super Bowl week that are interesting. And there were Super Bowl ads and all kinds of other things to talk about, but not the game. I mean, the number one defense against the number one offense. It just shows you how you have to have a good defense. And what I thought was interesting about the Seahawks is afterwards they said, we played our game. We weren't trying to play any differently. So they didn't play to the other team. They didn't play to the Broncos. They played the game that had gotten them there, and more power to them as the underdogs. They were the underdog just by a few points. So pretty much if you looked at that, it was even Steven. But in the end, it was not. You might not have been paying attention to the Super Bowl, but you might have paid attention to Bill O'Reilly's interview with Barack Obama. And the president told O'Reilly on Sunday that he blames Fox Network for misinforming the public on so many of the issues that have plagued his presidency in the past year. I love that. Blames the network. Wait, I thought they didn't watch any of these shows. So he sat down at the White House on Sunday for a live pregame interview. It started about 4:35-ish Eastern and aired for about 10 minutes. And at first, O'Reilly mentioned that Obama's detractors believe he didn't initially say that September 11th, 2012 attack in Benghazi, Libya, that left our ambassador, Chris Stevens, and three other Americans dead was terrorism because it happened in the heat of an election. Obama had just weeks before that said Al-Qaeda was on the run after U.S. Navy SEALs assassinated its leader, Osama bin Laden. So O'Reilly made that point. And Obama said, they believe it because folks like you are telling them that. And then O'Reilly got a little defensive. He said, no, I'm not telling them that. I'm asking you whether you were told it was a terror attack. And this was interesting. Obama said it was inaccurate to say that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta told him the attack was terrorism when he first gave him the news. So he deferred it. And he also said, he talked about General Hamm, who was head of the ops in Libya, that he had testified immediately. He told Leon Panetta the attack was terrorism and not the result of spontaneous demonstrations over this crazy anti-Muslim video. And he nailed him on it pretty good, actually. He did. Talked about Susan Rice, because she was the UN ambassador, and when she was on talk shows, she botched that just a couple of days later. And Obama said, I'm trying to explain to you if you want to listen. So, and he gave examples of what Fox News was doing and how it was messing with his administration, saying that they promote them. Fox News promotes the wrong thing. Isn't that interesting? Good for O'Reilly. But he absolutely nailed him on a couple of things. The whole interview is going to air on Monday night in the O'Reilly Factor. I'll be watching that one. I think he got a few interesting questions out there. And the president, to turn around and blame Fox News for what's happening, no president should even have anything to do remotely of pointing fingers at the media and saying, it's the media's fault. It's the media's fault. In private? Absolutely. But doing it in public, it just sounds like sour grapes to me. Woe is me. Oh, I'm the president of the United States. Here's what I have to deal with. A deadlocked Congress. And other intimidation factors. But I don't think anyone's going to feel sorry. I know I don't. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm assuming you feel the same way that I do. All right, as you can see, if you tuned in for any length of time, we are mixing it up here on The Big Show because there's so much to get to. I was excited all day long thinking I was going to be in front of the microphone. So you should be too, especially since somebody nailed me with some kind of weird virus. Isn't that ironic? I come back from meeting with some of the head virologists on the planet Earth, not just the United States, but the planet Earth, and learning about how people catch viruses. And here I am with a wee bit of a cold. Let's put it that way. A little bit of a cold. And the key there is to knock it out as soon as possible. Knock it out. Otherwise, you are dealing with the remnants of it for sometimes an extra week or two. So humiliation is an interesting thing, isn't it? Politicians are thin-skinned. A lot of athletes are thin-skinned. And I was just talking about the president and giving you a couple of quotes from the president in his interview with Bill O'Reilly. The president is thin-skinned because I really believe this. I think the president wants people to like him. So, especially in the second term, he can go ahead and handle all of that, the big fundraisers, the big donors, in a legal manner, of course, and legally speaking. But I have a feeling that that may be what happens, an onslaught. All of a sudden, whoa, I can't do this. Never mind. And I don't think you'd be shocked by this as part of the weekend scooparazzi. From Reuters, they report that the Republicans are unlikely to compromise on immigration reform unless U.S. borders are first secured and the possibility of a broad immigration bill reaching the president's desk is clearly in doubt. That's what Paul Ryan says. It doesn't take a scientist to know that. It is definitely in danger. Definitely. He was on the Sunday Swirl, which means one of the Sunday talk shows. He was on ABC this week, and he talked about it and said that he talked about security first, no amnesty, then we might be able to get somewhere. But that's the problem. We keep chasing our tail, and we don't get anywhere. We don't get anywhere. So there's going to be some tough decisions that have to come up here. I mean, is the president going to keep pushing for this pathway to citizenship for illegals? Or is he going to talk about border securing? That's one of the things that Republicans, a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats agree on. We need a head count, don't we? We need a head count, for sure. How do we know? We don't even know the number. We're kind of guessing, and people that filled out the census, not the sentence. And it's very, very sad. See, you just don't think it's going to happen to you, even though you know the old adage, death and taxes. And that's true. It's the truest thing that you might have ever heard. Because you can't escape necessarily the Grim Reaper when it's your time. No matter what time that is. Which for 2016 brings up another question, health and age when it comes to Hillary Clinton. But I think this is the Democrats' answer to whoever the Republicans will put up. All right, hang with us. We're mixing it up again. We're talking a little Grenada with you. You don't want to miss it. The minister, so interesting. That's next.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. Yeah, that'd be a good description of Peyton Manning and his Broncos. They were just stinky bad. The facts don't lie, and the facts are they were never there in this game. It was like a professional team taking on a high school varsity team, and the varsity team got walloped. 43-8. Nothing like what we thought the outcome of the game was going to be. We're mixing in a little conversation about the Super Bowl because, after all, so many people, even if they don't watch football, watch the Super Bowl, go to Super Bowl parties. Let's go to Minneapolis. Dan Burnt Toast. I'm really kidding. He's got a great last name. Dan Burnt. Yep. You do. I love your last name. So, Dan, first of all, I'm going to ask you about the Super Bowl, but what's the temperature in Minneapolis?
It's 1 degree on the plus side today, so I'm happy about that.
So that means you get a little bit of sun?
Yeah.
Oh, man. 1 degree, I'm happy about that. I'd be shivering. My bones would be cold. That's how brutal it would be. I haven't been in that kind of weather in a long time. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did not. I was sleeping till about 4:30 this afternoon and came right here to GCN to work. I had a really busy weekend. Started on Friday morning about 9 a.m. Went to work and worked for stagehanding for a band called Stone Sour downtown Minneapolis, and did that till about 2 in the morning. on Saturday, and then came to GCN to do my Saturday morning shift. That lasted till about noon, and then I drove and went and got tattooed for about 4 or 5 hours, and then loaded up my band's gear to go and play the show last night, and went to bed about 4 a.m., I think.
So you must be exhausted.
No. It's just kind of a normal thing. I'm up 24 hours at least once a week because I work overnights, and so I need to make my schedule accommodate the other members of my band or whatever other work I need to do or want to do.
Well, good for you. When you have to stay awake, then what do? Do you drink lots of Red Bull?
No. Well, when I first started doing this, I did, but I found it's better to just drink water and stay away from sugary things, because then you'll just crash anyways, especially with Red Bull and stuff like that. It's just keep yourself occupied and don't sit down a lot, which is hard to do when you're just reading emails and editing audio in a studio. But I find time to get up and walk around and keep myself active.
Good for you. That's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So some good advice. If you're going to burn it the way Dan Burnt is doing it, be careful, my friends. Sit down or get up. Don't sit down too much, because that's when you pass out. He's absolutely right about that. All right, I said we were going to introduce you to the Minister of Tourism. Now, the Minister of Tourism is an interesting lady, Alexander Otwell Noel. And the Minister of Tourism on the island of Grenada yields a lot of power, believe it or not, for sure. So here's that conversation with the Minister of Tourism. Okay. All right, so, Madam Minister, tell us what is so great about this island, the Spice Island.
Well, you know, Grenada is paradise. It is paradise lost. You know, we've been off the beaten path for a long time. Of course, the U.S. know us as the island where you intervened in 1983. And so much has happened since then. Of course, we celebrate St. George's University. We're actually celebrating our 40th year of independence. Grenada is a magnificent place. We have the best of everything. We have tropical rainforests and beautiful beaches. We have the most friendly people, and it's safe here as well. You know, so it's a secret place, though, for the more discerning traveler that's looking for something off the beaten path. It's kind of difficult to get here, but it's really hard to leave.
Yeah, I'd like to be the minister of something. Can you set me up?
Well, I'm sure we can find something for you to do. But I don't think that your fans will let us keep you here. Although with social media, I'm sure you could do your work from the beach.
Thank you. It's a beautiful island, and we really appreciate you hosting us.
Well, welcome, and we hope to see you again and again. And we wish that all your listeners would look and see Grenada, the Spice Island in the Caribbean. It's a wonderful place. We just opened a Sandals Resort here and Radisson. We have several hotels, but we don't have many hotels, you know, and we want to keep it that way. So it's a magnificent place. Come and see for yourself.
You had to love that. I love the fact that she said, they have some beautiful places, and they just opened up the Sandals Resort, but we want to keep it that way. So they don't want to overbuild. They don't want to totally collapse the island with those garish, giant hotels. While they want people to come and they rely on tourists, because a lot of cruise ships come, sometimes twice a day they have cruise ships in there. They're smart. They want to preserve the beauty of the rainforest and all the different things that Grenada, frankly, has. It's the island of spice. I mean, actually, there's a tri-island state. It's Carriacou and Martinique and also Grenada are all part of that. And it's really amazing. The spices are amazing. The nutmeg. They put nutmeg on everything. But it's not just nutmeg, saffron. All these spices that are just there everywhere in this country. Because of the rainforest, because of the weather that they have, it's pretty incredible, I have to say. I mean, overwhelming beauty, the white sandy beaches, and much different than, I don't know, much different than I guess I thought. Big for fishing, big for hiking, big for, because you can hike all over the place in that rainforest. And, of course, water sports, they were having a big sailing regatta right off the beach when I was there, and it was pretty wild, pushing the sailboats out and just, you know, hitting the tacking back and forth in the areas in between the buoys, and wild. It was just absolutely wild. And they have, or they're known for snorkeling and wreck diving. A lot of people that want to wreck dive go there because of some of the incredible wrecks that you can dive. There's some interesting things, including these, and some people dive it, and some people snorkel. They have an artist who buried all this artwork, and people go down to the statues. It is the coolest, I'm telling you, it is the coolest, coolest thing. And there's a cruise ship that went down in the 50s, and people go and they dive that. So that the whole idea of wreck diving to a lot of people appeals, and they do that. And then they have powerboats and all that other kind of thing that you assume you would have on an island. But I go back to the same thing that she said. As somebody who grew up in Grenada, they don't want to, as much as they need and count on tourism and count on some deals to be made to be able to export their things, to be able to attract people to this kind of faraway island. If they didn't preserve what they have, I think it would change. You know this. It's like from Jersey Shore towns or places where you went to as a kid where they were overrun, they were pretty, and they had something unique, but where they somehow decided somewhere along the line to overdevelop. Ugh, and it changes things. And most people, of course, when they think of Grenada, they think of Operation Urgent Fury, which was, in 1983, the invasion. I mean, the population there is like 100,000. 100,000 on this island. And that was pretty pretty huge thing that happened. And it resulted, of course, in a U.S. win within a matter of weeks. And this was triggered by a military coup, which had ousted a four-year revolutionary government. And the invasion resulted in the restoration, basically, of a constitutional government, one they're celebrating this week, 40 years of independence. Woohoo! How about that? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com.